Monday. Can't trust that day.
You recovered?
For the most part, yeah. Not completely.
Did you run a Rita Rise?
I had a great time.
Yeah. Wasn't it fun?
How about you?
It was fun.
You had a good time, too?
I mean, it was a lot of positive vibes,
yeah.
Man.
Liquid pleasure. And we had so much fun. It's amazing. Yeah. I appreciate everybody coming out.
Well, it's cool.
Marking 40 years.
Well, you know, next year is going to be my 40th year
crazy job.
Of association with WCHM.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So not certainly in any way, fashion, or form, the depth of what you have been doing.
But we can have Freddy Fest.
Okay. That would be fun.
That's right.
But well, but with my investment in time, that means we'll probably have like 15 minutes at...
Any excuse for a party.
Well, yeah. That's right. We had 4 hours at the Stroud. For me, we could have maybe 15 minutes I don't know, maybe Whole Foods in the produce department.
That's
or
hilarious.
Out in the parking lot in front of...
Or maybe at the Rat.
Yeah.
The old location,
yeah,
of the Rat.
Right.
Which is empty.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, you got a good question?
I do.
We're getting back to normal today. It doesn't seem right.
Somewhat.
All this Braunfest stuff.
Well, it was a fun thing.
Yeah, it was.
We're
going
to do Chapel Hill.
All right. Okay. Chapel Hill trivia.
Yes.
Good. Love these.
All right, here we go, folks. Back in the 1920s, almost 100 years ago.
Oh, that was a little before I got here.
Exactly. I was a freshman. Some 10 Sears Roebuck Craftsman homes, build your own home, were constructed to house young UNC faculty and their wives after World War I.
Right.
Well, in that neighborhood, which is in the neighborhood where University Press is now, so many little young ones were born to those families that the area was nicknamed Baby Hollow. Name one of the two streets that would be in that neighborhood today from days of gone by. Two streets comprise Baby Hollow, if you will. Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL if you can name one of those two streets or both.
Yeah.
And you can win a $20 gift card from Cruisers.
Where you're good to go.
Yep.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week, and if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL. CHL.
Freddie, you want to know where those Sears homes were built?
Yeah, those in particular. We have several around town over on Cobb Terrace and in other spots around town because they were quite popular. But the ones I made reference to over near University Press, a couple of roads over there.
Yeah.
One of which
is Park Place.
Yeah, you've got one of them.
Where you live.
That's right. If you call in with Boundary Street or Park Place.
That's right.
You're a winner.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about, what's the name of that street where Bill Frawdy lived?
Hooper.
Yeah.
Lane.
Would that be included in it as well?
Probably. Well, I guess we could include, because it would be right next door to three or four of the homes that were where University Press is now today.
Yeah.
It was all called Baby Hollow in the 1920s because of all the little ones being born.
And now, of course, since Freddie lives there, Battle Park has gone down dramatically. So I'm just kidding about that now. It hasn't. It's a great neighborhood.
Well, we've got some pretty stellar folks living over there in that neighborhood.
No kidding.
Got a pretty well-known writer. I won't give his name to protect his privacy, but he's next door and got some good folks over there. And University Press puts out some fantastic stuff.
And, of course, Freddie Kiger's there, so, I mean, what more kind of stardom do you need?
Well, I'm there to equal out the balance from all the other superlatives. I mow the yards, you know, and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, rake the...
It's good to be involved in the community.
Leaves. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Have a good Monday.
Great question today.
Thank you.